listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're listening to the song Milwaukee by Maritime. It's a tribute to Wisconsin's biggest city.
And our next guest has strong words for Milwaukee. He says the city needs to lose its inferiority complex. He published a piece earlier this month on Radio Milwaukee's website outlining his annoyance with this feeling, the sentiment that Milwaukee is not in the big leagues, not good enough.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you think Milwaukee has an inferiority complex? And why do you think some people in Milwaukee think the city isn't good enough? What do you love about Milwaukee? What do you brag about Milwaukee to outsiders? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Glenn Kleinman joins us now to talk about why he thinks Milwaukee needs to lose that inferiority complex. He's executive director of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Glenn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, set the scene for us, Glenn. Why did you feel compelled to write this piece and call out Milwaukee for this, what you say is an inferiority complex?
Well, we were at the Bayview Gallery, and Bayview is a neighborhood just south of downtown, and the neighborhood was just so alive. There was craft fair, there was art galleries, there was live music coming out of all the bars, the restaurants were packed, the sidewalks were busy, and I was with a friend who goes, "Can you believe this is Milwaukee? This doesn't look like Milwaukee." And I'm going, "You have to stop saying things like that," because actually it is Milwaukee. It was Milwaukee that night, and we have so much going for us. You know, not to ignore the very serious problems that our city has, and we certainly need to recognize that for a lot of people, there still is a lot of struggling going on. But we can also be proud of what we are and what we're becoming and how we're growing and what's going on in this city. So I feel like, you know, this is something that I've heard for the 30 years I've lived here, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And so I wrote a piece saying, let's drop that, you know, inferiority complex.
Do you think part of it is that, you know, we're so close to Chicago in Milwaukee, but it's not Chicago, and it's also not Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's not as big and as grand as those cities, and it's kind of stuck in the middle. It's the middle child.
I hear that, you know, and in some ways, for sure, we're in the shadow of Chicago because obviously it's a lot closer and a little bit of Minneapolis. But, you know, so what? You know, I could be the younger, littler child and still be really good. You know, in fact, I was the younger child. But, you know, you could also point to so many things that we have. You know, I don't want to put down Chicago. I love that city. My daughters live there. I wish they would come back. But, you know, we don't need to put something down to make us feel better, but, you know, Chicago has a lot of negatives, too, you know, and driving there, trying to park there, it's insane. You know, living here is so much easier. So littler does not mean less good. It just means different, and in some ways it's even better because we still have that small-town charm. You know, we still you know, have that ease of getting around, and yet we still have so many other benefits, sports, culture, great food, art, you name it, we've got it.
Glenn, your own story is interesting in telling this. You write that you're not from Milwaukee. When you came to work in Milwaukee, you thought it was maybe kind of a stepping stone to bigger and better things. That was, I think you just said, 30 years ago now, so obviously something about Milwaukee captured you. What was it?
Yes. Really, the people, you know, the genuineness, the authenticity of the people. I grew up in Miami Beach, Florida, which talk about like a glamour spot, you know. I would never raise my kids there. I mean, but because the people here are just, you know, so just kind. You know, there's that Midwest ethic, and I think the heart and soul of the city is really its greatest strength, you know, it's in addition to all the other things. But I just think it's you know, it's the people.
I want to take a caller right now. We've got Marley on the line from Milwaukee. Marley, hi.
Hi. I wanted to just kind of echo what Glenn said. Was growing up in Milwaukee, I felt like really part of a community, and I was able to go to my neighbor's house, leave my bike out. Everybody said hi on the street when you walk by. It really feels familial. So I just kind of wanted to add that piece.
Marley, thanks for that. And she's kind of getting at what you were saying, Glenn, that she thinks there's a kindness in Milwaukee, a neighborliness that you might not find somewhere else.
The guy who picks up our garbage in our home, knows our garage code. He opens the garage and puts the garbage can back in our garage for us.
Wow, that's
and
nice.
And closes the garage door. I mean, you know, I don't know if you get that in Chicago. But
we were talking about Milwaukee and whether it has an inferiority complex. Glenn Kleiman is with us, executive director of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. He wrote a piece on that station's website saying there's a lot to love in Milwaukee, nothing to feel inferior or ashamed about. Glenn, is part of it, do you think, and this could apply to all of Wisconsin, I think, for that matter, the idea we have here about what the rest of the country, maybe the coastal people think of us. Yeah. You know, we're Laverne and Shirley and happy days. We're bowling alleys and beer. This image there.
Can we just, we just need to get rid of it. That feels so old to me, and I know that that's very legitimate still, so I'm not arguing the point. I'm just saying, like, that just feels, you know, the people, someone said to me today even that there are two types of people that don't like Milwaukee. The first is the people who have never been here. They're just basing it on some really old stereotype based on a TV show or something. And the other, unfortunately, is a lot of the people who've lived here their whole lives and don't know how good they have it. I think there's like it sort of feels like we need this external validation by somebody outside to say you're cool enough, you know, you've got enough, you're good enough. And I'm just wondering, like, what is that really meaningful? I mean, how do they judge that? Do they, you know, that they come in and eat at dinner or something? Or, you know, it seems very superficial to depend on some superficial external validation to make us feel good about ourselves. I think it has to come from within.
When you talk about the cool things Milwaukee has mm-hmm. going on and the ways that it's growing as a city, what do you think about? What kinds of things?
Well, certainly the restaurant scene has been fantastic over the last several years. It's just amazing amount of choices. Our music scene is really growing. We've got great local talent. We also have amazing venues. I mean, the Pabst Theater is a gem. It's just a great place to go see a show, as well as several others, the Riverside, Turner Hall, several others. The museum just got renovated. The older part of the museum is now new again. It looks fantastic. The lakefront, of course. It just goes on and on. The parks, the symphony ballet theater. And so there's just so much to do. There's, you know, as I've gotten to be in this position at Radio Milwaukee, which I also think is a community asset, by the way, it really opens you up to the full vibrant life of this city, which it's pretty remarkable. It's actually, there are a lot of things to choose from if you want to go out and have a good time.
So in Milwaukee, and again, I think a lot of this might apply to Wisconsin in general, how do you think we could recalibrate our mindset to not care what the people on the coast think about us, to learn to, getting a bit therapy here, but to learn to love ourselves, darn it.
Well, you know, it's actually, you mentioned therapy, and I think, you know, not to get too heavy or too weird about it, but I think a lot of it is self-talk. I mean, you know, if you, let's say you go into a job interview and you feel like, oh, you know, I'm okay, but I'm not really that great, and maybe I shouldn't get this job. You know, are you going to hire that person? No, I mean, you don't go in arrogant, but you just believe in yourself. You know, it's a lot of self-talk. You know, how do you describe yourself? How do you feel about yourself? So it does have a lot to do with that. It's got to come, that strength has to come from within. And if we, you know, if we keep saying things like, I can't believe this is Milwaukee because it's really good, well, that's not the self-talk we need.
When you think about some of the problems Milwaukee is facing, I mean, it has shown up on a lot of lists in not a great way. You think about things like the achievement gap, income gap, employment gap, things like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make it hard to truly celebrate when you know these are real problems and they need to be
absolutely
fixed?
Absolutely. And I try to make a point at that at the beginning, is that, you know, this is not to ignore the fact that there are very serious problems in this city. In fact, our mission as a nonprofit radio station is to be a catalyst to make Milwaukee a more inclusive, more engaged city. We are trying very hard to bring diverse audiences together, to introduce people to each other that wouldn't normally come across in your daily life necessarily. And we do that lots of ways. So we are trying to be a part of helping the city, you know, through these issues. But, you know, again, this is not to downplay that at all, but what city doesn't have issues? You know, and I'm not downplaying ours, because we need to take care of it. We need to accept the fact that these are real issues and try to change them. But I wouldn't say that that's unique to Milwaukee. There may be some more severe issues in Milwaukee than others, but I mean, again, Chicago certainly has its problems. So I wouldn't hold that up as a role model either.
We're talking to Glenn Kleiman now from Radio Milwaukee about why he says Milwaukee needs to lose its inferiority complex and start celebrating the great things it has going for it.
Taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Do you see this inferiority complex in Milwaukee, in the state as a whole? If you love a Milwaukee, what do you tell people about it? How do you sell people on it as a great city to visit, a great city to live in, a great cultural city, a great food city? What's your favorite thing about Milwaukee? What does it have bragging rights to? Do you have that maybe inferiority mindset, that image of Laverne and Shirley, or do you think Milwaukee is a thriving, vibrant place, no matter what people think or don't think about it around the country? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post and find a link to Glenn's piece on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation and get to your calls in just a little bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation now with Glenn Kleiman from Radio Milwaukee. He says Milwaukee needs to lose its inferiority complex.
What do you think? Call in at 800-642-1234. Do you think Milwaukee has an inferiority complex compared to Chicago, the Twin Cities, the coasts? Why is it? So what do you think are the best things about Milwaukee? What do you love about living there or visiting there? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll take our first caller. We have John with us in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, listen, my wife and I, we're old. I mean, we're really old. And we lived in Green Bay for more than 50 years, and we love Green Bay. It's our home. But some years ago, we realized that as much as we love Green Bay, it's become a one-trick pony. It's got a wonderful football team. No professional theater. The symphony went bankrupt. And we discovered Milwaukee. So we now have our cottage in downtown Milwaukee. Everybody in Green Bay has a cottage. They're up in Northern Peninsula. Our cottage is in downtown Milwaukee.
We've got a Milwaukee cottage.
We have the arts. We have theater. We have ballet. We have an unbelievably good opera company. I mean, Milwaukee and restaurants, oh my God. Milwaukee offers us so much that almost every weekend of the year, we leave Green Bay, drive 2 hours and 10 minutes to our apartment, to our cottage, excuse me, in downtown Milwaukee, and then we enjoy dining and the arts, and it is wonderful.
Oh, John, thank you. You really sold it there. John's not feeling any inferiority, maybe more so for Green Bay. Apologies to Green Bay people. But, yeah, he's feeling what you're saying there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny that, you know, to come off, as I hear myself talking, to be so positive. And I think we've been trained so much to like, feel like positive is sort of naive, or it's a spinning, you know, spinning the truth or something. It's okay to be positive. You know, negative, I think that in somewhat the news media has trained our minds to think that negative is true and positive is sort of naive. I don't think that has to be the case. You know, we can accept the fact that not everything is perfect, but we can still enjoy things.
John, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Eva in Richfield. Eva, hi.
Hi. And I do agree with the last caller and what he was just saying. I just took my children this morning onto the Milwaukee River kayaking, and it was a beautiful experience. Not only was the weather perfect, and we got a lot of bad rap for our weather around here, but really people think of the Milwaukee River and the Kinnikinick and the Menominee as so polluted and even dangerous and don't touch the water. It was a wonderful experience. And then we were able to walk right over to Summerfest and enjoy the development of that lakeshore and the smiles and the people's faces. And those are two great reasons to come to Milwaukee. My experience has also been that having taught outside of the Milwaukee area, a lot of people that I worked with and that I taught were very afraid to come to the city because of the negative impression that our media was giving them of this area with regards to shooting and crime and carjacking. And really, I think that's way overblown, that there are wonderful things to see and do in Milwaukee. The newspaper, on the other hand, often does a great job of presenting a wonderful side of Milwaukee. Here are things to do in Wisconsin. Here are things to do in southeastern Wisconsin. Here are things to do in Milwaukee. And so I think if people come out of their shells a little bit and try to explore their area, they're going to find that this is a wonderful place.
Eva, thanks a lot for the call. Glenn, I'm assuming not a lot of argument from you there.
None at all.
Well, what do you think about that waterfront development? We've had other guests talk about this. This is a huge asset that Milwaukee can go a long way with, the rivers and the lakeshore.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear the kayaking because my wife and I are planning to do that very soon. But, you know, Summerfest, she mentioned, started today, which is obviously right on the lake. And, you know, that's such a huge part of our summer, and it's such a great thing to celebrate. And there's also a beautiful park right outside of Summerfest on the lake, which my wife and I walked and biked last weekend. You know, there's just a lot. I think the idea, the previous caller talked about, is kind of opening yourself up to discover, to just continue to be open to new experiences and not to be afraid of trying new things. And once you do that, you see there's a lot to offer.
Well, Eva, thanks a lot for the call. We go next to Rob in Milwaukee. Rob, hi.
Hi. I'm a longtime Milwaukee resident, and I'm probably one of the best ambassadors, at least I think, when I'm out of town. I promote Milwaukee 100%. And when I return home, I kiss the ground. It's so nice to be here. You really realize what this city has compared to what other cities don't have. Yes, it does have its problems, of course, like any big city. But with the waterfront, which is slowly beginning to develop, which is great, fantastic. I mean, I can't sing enough praises about Milwaukee.
Well, Rob, thank you for that. And Rob's out there spreading the good word about Milwaukee. And besides Rob, I think that Wisconsin in general may be seeing an uptick in the way people regard it. Do you think Milwaukee is possibly, you know, on the upswing in the way people regard it, Glenn?
I do. In fact, we were at a street festival last week, and especially the younger, like the millennial, you know, it was full of just sort of Milwaukee and Wisconsin pride. Kind of, it was a craft, in a lot of craft booths, and people with, you know, T-shirts with, you know, the map of Milwaukee or 414, which is the area code in the city, and all kinds of, you know, Milwaukee pride, Wisconsin pride, neighborhood pride stuff. It feels like that's really something that, like, millennials are really, you know, grabbing hold of and feeling really strongly about, which is so wonderful to see. I mean, it's just a great, you know, kind of like the buying local, the whole taking pride in the city. So it's, you know, I think it's, you know, maybe there isn't such an inferiority complex. Maybe I was wrong.
Talking to Glenn Kleiman from Radio Milwaukee about a recent piece he wrote saying, hey, Milwaukee, get rid of that inferiority complex. There's a lot of great stuff here. Back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Rob, thanks for your call. We'll go now to Scott in the Bayview neighborhood. Scott, hi.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for taking the call. I would echo the sentiments of many previous callers. I live in Bayview, and I think it's a wonderful neighborhood. I watched the Bayview Bike Classic last week, and I thought that was excellent. I had a wonderful time. And I think that maybe it's not Milwaukeeans so much that have a negative perception of their city. I have a tendency to believe, and a friend of mine and I have talked about this, it's the perception of people in the rest of the state, when they watch the news, everything bad comes out of Milwaukee. And then if you're a suburbanite, perhaps, you live in Wauwatosa or West Dallas or wherever you live, and you want to come into the city and see a baseball game or go to a concert at the Bradley Center or a Bucks game at the Bradley Center, they're all concerned about the high price of parking and this and that and the other thing. And I think that we Milwaukeeans ourselves, true to the city, have a very positive perception thanks to all of the wonderful things we have going on. And I wonder if the negative perception comes from the people who are kind of on the fringes and in the outlying areas. And Glenn, I would appreciate your thoughts on that.
Well, Scott, thank you. Yeah.
Go for it, Glenn.
Yeah, no, I think that's so true. I think it's people who have basically, you know, unfortunately kind of closed themselves off to exploring the reality and are scared off by, you know, media coverage. Again, some of it's, super, you know, very legit, and not to downplay the real problems, as I've said several times. But I think that you basically get into your little bubble. You know, one of our supporters here at the radio station said, you know, get out of your zip code, you know, try something new, you know, open yourself up to exploring, and you'll really be surprised. So I think he's right on.
Thanks a lot for that, Scott. And time for another caller here. We've got Rich with us again from Milwaukee. Hi, Rich.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. So I guess I just wanted to say I was living in St. Louis for 5 years, but I originally grew up in West Dallas. I moved down there for graduate school and came back in January, a terrible month to move, but I moved downtown to kind of experience that lifestyle instead of being out in the suburbs. And having come from St. Louis, where people have a certain vision of that city within as well, it made me appreciate where I came from a lot more. There's so much to do, and I'm so excited about how fast it seems to be growing even near me. And I live on the Lower East Side near Brady Street, and mm-hmm. it's just amazing.
And Rich has a last word there. Glenn, we're hearing lots of stories from people who agree with you, who love Milwaukee.
Well,
thank you for getting this conversation started today.
And thank you for allowing it to happen. I think hopefully some folks will believe all this good news and share that and internalize that and spread it. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all and your audience.
That was Glenn Kleiman, executive director of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. His piece on Milwaukee's inferiority complex is linked, and you can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.